He is the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. He's in new territory. We are in new territory. It's the debut episode of the program on Sportsnet 650, your new home of the Canucks, with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul. Travis Green joins us now. How are you, Coach?
Hey, good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're here while we're hot. We're standing in the sun. We're on location for our first show. Hopefully they don't make you to coach your first game standing in the sun.
It's that hot, eh?
It's quite warm, Travis. It's quite warm. It's unseasonably warm for Vancouver, but people seem to be having a good time. We're having a great time launching this as well.
Awesome.
So this is a question that we've been asked lately a lot, and it is, as you guys launch this show in Vancouver, you know, what's going to be different? And it's what's going to be different about your show or the way you do things? And it's a tough question to answer because sometimes, you know, we're not going to reinvent the wheel here. We're just going to do as good as we can. And I you get the same question too. So I'll ask you, what's going to be different about the Travis Green era in Vancouver, whether it's stylistically or motivationally? I don't know. How and when will we see your stamp with these players?
Well, I guess people obviously, when you have a new coach, you haven't seen how he coaches or expectations or I guess call it a style or whatever you want. I think each coach has his own set of traits and you know, again, though, you're not reinventing the wheel. There's no magic potion that you're going to come in with, but Willie and I are really good friends, and I get a lot of respect for Willie, but I'm a different coach than Willie is, obviously.
So how do you want this team to play this season, Travis?
Well, I'd like, you watch the way the NHL is being played right now and successful teams, the speed of the game has changed so much, and I think for me, that's a big part of how I want my teams to play. I want us to play a fast game. I want us to play a hard game. And when I say hard, it doesn't, some people think that's all about fighting and running over people. And of course, that's part of hockey. There is going to be physical play. But you want to be a team that, that's hard to play against. And that can come in many different ways. But ultimately, when you talk about teams that win, they're hard to play against.
As constituted right now, you look at this training camp or the roster heading into training camp, do you have the right personnel to be, as you put it, tough to play against physically?
Well, I think every team has you can be hard to play against in your own way, whether that's owning a puck in the offensive zone and getting to the front of the net. There's different players that have different attributes that, the outside person might say a big physical wing is a lot harder to play against a skilled centerman. But you look at some of the best players in the league that are probably the hardest to play against, and they're the most skilled guys in the league. And when I talk about being hard to play against, I'm not talking about fighting and running over people, even though that is a part of the game. Are we going to be a big, physically imposing team? I think people are, you look at our team, and that's probably not the way we're built right now. But when you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're not built that way either.
It is the program with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul. We are your new home of the Vancouver Canucks. Sportsnet 650, we're in conversation with the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, Travis Green. So Thomas Vanek, that news broke over the weekend. It surprised a lot of people. What does it mean, Travis, in your mind, for camp battles when we're talking about these younger players that so many fans want to see get ice time?
Well, I like it. I think it's a great signing. Is this another leadership presence on our team? A guy that's real good on the power play, scored a lot of goals in his career, and it intensifies the competition for training camp. You want guys to have to play their best hockey to play nightly, to play on the team, to make the team, and that's part of being an NHL hockey player. Not playing good 5 out of 10 games, 4 out of 10 games, and that doesn't just mean rookies. It means veterans. It means guys who've been in the league for a while. You want to have a team that plays its best hockey on a nightly basis, and you want internal competition. And I think that's real important when you're a team that hasn't done well for a couple of years, that you're You're not just pushed from the outside against teams you're playing, but you're pushed from the inside.
Travis, with those young players specifically, what does a young player need to do to convince you, Travis Green, that he's ready for the NHL?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. As I said from day one, I want our team to be younger. I want our team to be softer. You also want players to be ready. And, you know, I don't think it's – there's no – this is the NHL. You don't gift spots. It's the best league in the world. And if young guys are ready to play, they're going to play. I'm not, sit here and say, what exactly does a young guy have to do? Well, you know, we could talk about that for an hour. They got to play their best. They got to understand the game. They got to understand the details in the game. They got to be able to win puck battles at the right time. And you also got to realize that you might have to give a younger player a little more rope at times. But it's up to the player to earn that rope and know that he understands it when you give it to him and that he learns from it. And the same mistake isn't made over and over. Or if that happens, you know, as you build your team and you're in a position to win and win big games when they matter, the player's not going to, you're just not going to win when it matters.
Travis Green, head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, joining us on the new home of the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650. It's Walker, it's Rintoul, it's the program. One of those young players that you've had a lot of experience with is Jake Virtanen. Where is he at in his development?
I thought last year was a good year for him. Coming off a year where he was 19 and played in the NHL, had some struggles, was sent to the AHL, which is a great developmental league, I might add, and went through some adversity. Got to really look at himself and see where he needs to get better. And I think he got it was a bit of a wake-up call. But I think it's really good for players to go through adversity. There's something to be said for going through that adversity and then coming out on top. And, you equate that, that's pressure. And you want players on your team that can go through pressure and handle the heat when the heat's on. And there's a learning process to playing in the NHL. And I thought Jake, people looked at his stats and, maybe he didn't score as much as he wanted to probably we wanted to. But he had a lot of shots on net. He could have very easily had 10 more goals in the AHL. And, you wouldn't even be talking about that. But at the end of the day, for me, it's not whether he scores 10 goals in the AHL or 20 goals that are going to decide if he's an NHL hockey player. And he learned some valuable lessons last year, and hopefully he's taken those lessons and had a real good summer of training and comes into camp in phenomenal shape and is ready to battle to make the team.
You've played with a lot of guys that were drafted really highly, and that comes with different expectations. Do you think that has affected him? Was Jake Virtanen overdrafted? Did he let that get in his head, especially in a really decent draft class a few years ago?
I don't want to use the term. I think overdrafted is a strong word to use. He played 2 years pro. His career has not been defined. A lot of these young guys' careers are a long way from being defined. But there's definitely pressure.
Yeah.
And, that pressure can affect every player different. And, I think there's something to be said for a young guy that's been a goal scorer junior and coming into the NHL. What kind of player is he going to be? Is Jake Virtanen going to be a highly skilled forward right now in the NHL where he's playing power play and playing those kind of minutes? Probably not. And sometimes that's a hard adjustment for young physical players that play that game. And I think that's part of what we've seen with Jake. And he's just one of the young guys that I'm really excited to see about 10 days from now.
Travis Green, our guest. It is the program on Sportsnet 650 with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul. So Daniel Sedin was on our midday show today. with Sat and John, and talked about his first meeting with you and Henrik, and you and his words. He said, you flat out said, first thing, you guys, you got to be better. You weren't very good. And I mean, it was funny. Everybody laughed. But I wondered from your perspective. I mean, you played in the league. You're not that far removed from the league. Maybe it made it easier. But how much thought, how much strategy, how much passion, I suppose, goes into that meeting from your perspective, where you have a message for those guys who have owned this city for so long?
Well, you know, did I sit there and plan out for weeks what I'm going to talk to the Sedins about? No. But every time I meet with a player, I have an idea of the message that I want to get across. We had a great conversation. I really enjoyed it the first time we talked. It wasn't one of those meetings where they just came in and I told them we didn't have a good season and we'll see in training camp. It was, you know, it was a lot more than that. We talked about the team. We talked about, you know, their thoughts on the league, the team in general. It was a very open, honest conversation. I talked about my thoughts of the team, how I want the team to play, some of the things that I expect when I coach. And obviously we got to their individual play. And when I said they didn't have a good year that season, I, you know, for me personally, what I meant by that is I think they have a lot more to give. And, you know, these guys you're talking about Hall of Fame hockey players that have a real understanding of how the game is played today. Not only that, but like a lot of great players, they know when they play well and they also know when they're not playing well. And I think they both agreed that they've got a better season in them than we saw last year. And, you know, it's up to me as a coach to push every player in the right way. And that was just part of our conversation. But, you know, they're great individuals. Just after talking to them for the first time, they can take honesty and, you know, as far as where their play's at. And that's important to a coach, that you can be honest with a player. And you know, every player wants to be held accountable. And they're no different.
Coach, we enjoyed this. We appreciate you making time. Hopefully the first of many visits. Enjoy what's left of summer, and we'll see you real soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Travis.
That is Travis Green, the head coach of your Vancouver Canucks.